You hold that vavam abeis. You go in the middle of the shaila, a boil nida, a man that's boil anisha, she's a nida, so we say he's tamei for 7 days. The shaila is, could he be tamei by daytime, or only by nighttime like a nida is? That was the shaila in the Gemara. So the Gemara wanted to bring, a raya from a brisa that says that boil nida is ketamei meis. So it says, my love l'tfila, that just like a tamei meis, he can be tamei in the mikvah on the seventh day, who would be in a boil nida? So Gemara says, no, it could be a boil nida has a din like a nida only at nighttime. Now the chiddush is that it's only tamei for 7 days like a tamei meis. So Gemara says that was pshita. So Gemara says, seif it's mechlei. Elo what shechomor mimenu boil nida, shematama mishkav u'moshov, v'tumma kala l'tamei oichlenu mashkin. That the seif is telling us the chiddush, that the boil nida in one prat is more chomer than a tamei meis. A tamei meis, if he sits on something, it doesn't make a tumas mishka b'moshev. It's only what he touches, like Rashi says. Shematama mishka b'moshev. Afilu eser mutzois zu agav zu. You have like 10 sheets, one on top of another. The tamei meis ain't a matam elamaga. If a person that touched a meis, even though he's a navatumo, he only is matam with something that he touches. But if he's on top of 10 sheets, the bottom sheet, or the, even one underneath the first one, doesn't become tumah. There's no tumas mishka b'moshev. Mashenkin by a boil nida, he has this chaymer that what he sits on, even though it's underneath him, he's not touching it, still it becomes tummy. But the chiddush is not mamish like a nida, that the mishkav of a nida is a nava tumma to matama person also, but rather it only makes a tumas kalam, that if oichlen amashkim touch that chair or touch what he sat on, becomes tummy, but not a person. Like Rashi says, letame oichlen amashkin, v'loy metam odin v'kelim. A real nida, when she sits on something, it becomes like an avatuma, that it's even metama, a person, an adam. That's by a real zav, zav of a nida. Avoboyo nida, ksivbe, kol ha mishka vash yishka volov yitma, is nitko yakosu mituma chamura, the mishka of nida, atzma, shematama, adam gersiv, kol ha shiga vishka volov, vilutuma kalo, tam yechlo namashkin. The apostle is telling it, takes it out of the first parsha of Anidah to give it its own din, that it's only metama oichlu namashkin. Because dila tzmuya chamura lishtikro minei. If a boil nida would have the same halach like Anidah, the Torah should have kept quiet. V'ano yedana dimishka v'tomei kimishkav nida. So aksiv v'teini dosya lov. The Torah says that a boil nida has the tum of Anidah. So what does the Torah have to say? It's mishkav is tomei. Elamar tol sechidish. That the mishkav of a boil nida is not the same thing like a nida. A nida's mishkav is an avatumah. A boil nida's mishkav only can make oichlen or mashkim tamei, but it cannot be matam in odin. Toshma, so back to our shayla. What's the loch of a man that's boil anisha to nida, that he's tamei 7 days, could he be tevel in the mikvah on the seventh day, or does he have to wait till the night of the seventh day? Toshma, the toni rebichia. Hazav yazova, a man that's a zav, or else an isha that's a zova. Via mitzera, someone has mitzeras, or mitzeras, an isha had mitzeras, or boil nida, a man that was boil an isha, and that she's a nida. Vitame mace, or else a person that touched a mace, he's tummy for 7 days, but I call upon him after the 7 days, is tfilosan biyoim. They have a right to be terrible in the mikvah biyoim by daytime. To see clearly, a boil nida is not as chomer as the nida herself. But he could be tovel at the daytime on the seventh day. Mashenke nida violetis. Mashenke nisha, that's a nida. Or when she gives birth, even if she didn't see any dam, just the fact she gave birth is tvilosim balaylam. Then after the 7 days for a nida, or else violetis depends, when the cave it's 14 days, for zachar 7 days, then she can be tovel dafka balaylam. Is tiyufta. I call upon him, it's tiyufta, according to the man Diyoma that wanted to say that a boil nida has the same halacha like an isha nida, that he could only be tovel at night time. Here it's enough in the Brice, it says not like that. That a boil nida could be tovel by daytime. Yeah. So maybe it's good poshet, why we're only mafresh to Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance. Because even if he the day night before he was boil a sofik nida, our kopon will come to the seventh day, he can be tovel by daytime. Therefore, at night time, it's a hair of Shemesh already. So by Yom Kippur, he's Torah Lagamri. For the more now, Nukasha. The Yad Shatu Mafrishoi, Mitumas Besoi, why does the Mishnah say there's a mitzvah to take the Kohen Gadol away from his wife the 7 days before Yom Kippur? Hafrishu Mitumas Hameis.
why aren't we afraid that maybe he'll touch a person that has tumas meis on him? Or maybe he'll come in contact with people, and maybe somebody will die right in front of the Kohen Gadol and make the Kohen Gadol tamei. Because there should be a takana that nobody should be able to touch the Kohen Gadol those 7 days. Hey, why aren't we afraid somebody will die right in front of the Kohen Gadol? Like Rashi says, the Mishnah only says take him away from his wife, but anybody else could come in and give him shalom aleichem and talk to him. Is hefrishay mitumas meis? Why aren't we afraid to take the Kohen Gadol away from any chashash to become tummy from a tummy meis? Nobody should be allowed to go near the Kohen Gadol these 7 days. Shem yomus meis olav. Maybe the person that comes to visit the Kohen Gadol will die, and he'll touch the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol will become tummy. Or else other people say, and the first will say, that maybe somebody come in to see him, that person is a tummy meis, and he'll be matam with the Kohen. So why does the Mishnah only worry about taking the Kohen Gadol away from his wife? Why aren't we afraid that he shouldn't see anybody? Nobody should come near him those 7 days, because then nobody should die or touch him when they're a tummy meis. And the Mefarshim on the Dayik, that it doesn't have to kash like do both. The Chura in this Takana would be both. The Takana now is nobody should come near him. So included in nobody is his wife also. So that it's like this one new Takana should be. That nobody at all should be able to come near the Kohen Gadol. Not only his wife, but who I did, nobody should be able to come near him. Now the Gemara, Amad Amar Rav Tachlipam, Avu the Rafuna, Mishmei the Rava, that Zoysa Meris, from our Mishnah Taraya, that Tumes Hameis, Hutra hi betzibur. That no, it's Hutra. And what are we afraid? Maybe the Kohen Gadol will touch a mace. Even if the Kohen Gadol touches a mace, so he has Tumas mace on him. So even though Stamazli is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash, but since on Yom Kippur, what the Kohen Gadol does is taking care of the avoidance of the Tzibur, he's doing the Kabbalah of the Tzibur, the Klal is Tumas mace is Hutra betzibur. Anything you're doing, any korban you bring it for the Tzarech of the Tzibur, even though you're a Tumas mace, still you're allowed to do it. And not only is it the chuya, but it's hutra. Hutra means it's huta legamri. You don't have to worry about it. Even if you could get out of it, you don't have to worry about getting out of it. It's mamash hutra. It's heter gomer. It's mutter to do it. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid about the Kohen Gadol the 7 days beforehand to take away everybody that they shouldn't touch him if they're a tummy mace. No, even if he does become a tummy mace. So what? It's hutra hi betzibur. That's what Rav Tachlifa Abu Dhar Rav Huna said. The name of Rava. So Rashi says, hutra hi betzibur. By Pesach Sheni, the Pesach says, if a person is Tomei, he's pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But if the Tzibur is Tomei, they're allowed to bring the Pesach Rishon. All the Karbonas the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur are considered like a Karbon Tzibur. So therefore, it's Hutra B'Tzibur. So even if the Kohen is Tomei Meis, so what? Still he's allowed to do the Avodah. Rashi has the kasha, I the yaf korban shaloi deiches a tuma, but I call upon him on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a par and the aisle for himself. That's like a korban yochid; it's his own private korban. So if the Kohen Gadol is a tummy mace, how could he bring his own karbonis? So Rashi says the yaf korban shaloi deiches a tuma. It's still allowed to do it even though he's tummy. Why? Shereiz manei kavua. That's one reason. About this korban, the zman kavua, it has to be brought today. Mashm, any korban that has a zman kavua, it has to be brought at that time. It's hutra b'tzibur. It's hutra b'tuma. If you decide why a korban pesach or the korban tzibur is hutra b'tzibur, the tuma is because the korban has to be brought today. So any korban that has a chiyuv on this zman that has to be brought today, it's mutter to do it even though you tell me. Here also the Kohen Gadol, even though he has a chiyuv to bring his own tribe to karbanis. But those kabbonas have a chiyuv to be brought today. So since it's a zman kavua, it's also hutra betuma. Another teretz is the karbonoi or the ritvos gerus should be the ukarbon tzib of a karbon tzibur toli boy. The gerus should be the karbonum tluya boy. Another svara that even though the Kohen Gadol brings two private kabbonis, but the karbon tzibur that he brings for the tzibur are toli in his kabbonis. That if he doesn't bring his own two kabbonis, he can't bring the korban for the tzibur. Now, the avoidus yom kippur atoli zeh b'zeh. So since we need his korban for the sake of the tzibur, because if the Kohen Gadol doesn't bring his own two kabbonis, then he can't bring the other kabbonis for the tzibur. So it's also considered like a korban tzibur. These are two terutzim Rashi says. is the korban and pluya boy. The other korban is the korban tzibur, is totally in his private korban. So therefore his private korban also has a lochom like a korban tzibur, and therefore he could bring it even though he's tummy. So therefore we're not afraid if the kohen gadol will become tummy. Even if it becomes tumah meis, so what? Still he could do the avodah on Yom Kippur. We're only afraid if it be a boil nidah, then we're afraid. Or else it be, because if it's a boil nidah, then he's tummy for 7 days, and tumas nidah is not hutra b'tzibur, it's not hutra by karbonis. It's only tumas meis, that's hutra by a korban. So that's what Robert said. Ravina Omar, Ravina says no. Afilu teima tumas meis t'chuyihi b'tzibur. Afilu, you want to tell me that the korban tzibur is allowed to be brought b'tumah? It's not the pshat, it's hutra, it's mama shehefti, you're allowed to do it. It's only t'chuyah. That means if you have no other way out, you're allowed to do it that way. But metchil, if you have a way to do it b'tayra, your badafka is supposed to do it b'tayra. Like we'll soon say, that's the machloikis. So Ravina is saying, Afilu, you want to tell me the din is tumah is only t'chuyihi b'tzibur. So the mail of the kasher is then that lechatchila you're not supposed to do it b'tumah. So then why don't we have a takon in the Mishnah that a kohen gadol should stay away from everybody, today nobody should die next to him, or he shouldn't touch a person that has tumas meis? The teretz is tumas hameis leshchiach. That's not shchiach. It's not shchiach. You want to make a takon, nobody could come in contact with the kohen gadol those 7 days, because we're afraid maybe they'll die. That's not shchiach. A live person that comes to speak to the kohen gadol, we're not talking about a geisis, a guy that's dying and he's sick. It's talking about a healthy person. It's not shchiach for a healthy person all of a sudden to die in front of the kohen gadol. So therefore, tumas meis is called lo shchiach. Ma'ashen kein tumas beis shchicha. That our mishnah is afraid that maybe he'll be with his wife and she'll become a neder right after the tashmis or b'shas tashmis. That's called more shchiach. So Tzvos speaks out not that this is really shchiach. This happens often. Havad, it doesn't happen so often either that b'shas tashmis your wife should become a neder. Just means this is more shchiach. This can happen more often than a case that a person would die when he stopped talking to the kohen gadol. Like that's lo shchiach klal, that to ask the people not to come to speak with the kohen gadol, to touch him, that maybe they'll die. That's not shchiach at all. Mashenkin for his wife to become a neder, that could happen. That's possible. Could happen, even though it's also not so shchiach. But it's more shchiach than somebody dying in front of the kohen gadol. Therefore, the Mishnah only makes a takona if we're afraid of his wife, that he has to stay away from his wife for 7 days. Mashenkin, during those 7 days, whoever wants to could talk to kohen gadol, could talk to people, be in contact with people. So tomorrow, now itma, we learned like this: tumas hameis. Not that we say if a kohen is tummy, he touched a mace. Is Rav Nachman Omar hutra he b'tzibur? The halacha is if a kohen wants to bring a korban tzibur, it's mamash hutra. Like even if you could find the kohen tahor, you don't have to. You're allowed to take metchila kohen tummy. I will soon see two mishnayos in Rav Nachman. But that's Rav Nachman shita that tum is called hutra he b'tzibur. It's not a din of dechuya that b'dieved you're allowed to do it. No metchila it's hutra. It's mamash a het to gomer. There's no difference between a tum and a het and a tahor by a korban tzibur. Rav Sheshi Sama, no. Dechuyihi b'tzibur. That we say a korban tzibur is not to be brought b'tumah, it's only dechuyi if you have no other way out. But metchila, you have to try and get a kohen that's tor to do it. Trashi, dechuyihi b'tzibur. Afal pisha korban tzibur doicher oisa. Even though the Torah says a korban tzibur, you're allowed to bring it with b'tumah. The bekushi hutra. It's like very hard the Torah was matter it. V'lo yet to gum, it's not like really you're allowed to do it that way. Anything we could do to make it be brought only b'tayra, you're supposed to do it. Shayasta b'tayra, anything we could do to let only a kohen Torah do it, we're supposed to do it. That's Rosh Hashanah's shita. But the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashanah is tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma tchuyi b'tzibur. So we're asked two lashonis now. One lashon is heicha de'ikot tmeiyim u'tahirim b'hu beisav. The Beisav always, that means these are the Kohanim that are set aside to do the Avodah today. It's every day had another Beisav. So this is divided up in every day of the week. So the first sheet there is, if in today's Kohanim, let's say you have 20 Kohanim that could do Avodah today, 10 of them are Temeim, and 10 of them are Teirim, so then we say, Kula Yalma Lepliga the Teirim. The first sheet there is that even according to Rav Nachman, that Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, but if your Mamish have a choice, you have a Kohen Torah right there, that's today his base Av, he's supposed to do the Avodah today, Avadi is supposed to let the Torah do it. Is Torah Avdi, Temeim Lo Yavdi. We don't let the Temeim do it. Now, keep Pligi, where is the Machlokes then, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis? Lahadura Yelasuya Torah Beis Av Achrini. The question is, we're all the Kahanim that are supposed to work today are all Tameim. But we have other Kahanim that today is not the Beisav, but they could do Avodah. That's the Machlokes. That Rav Nachman Nomer Hetihi B'tzibor V'lohi Madrinin. Rav Nachman says, of all the Kahanim that are supposed to work today are all Tameim, we don't have to look for anybody else. Take another Kohen. You're allowed to let them do it B'tumah. Rav Shesha Sommer, Rav Shesha says, no, Dechuyihi B'tzibor. That's how we're going to let Kahanim Tameim bring a Korban Tzibor, that's only Dochuy. Means if you have no other choice, no other way out, Behetar, B'bidik, Pekusha, you're allowed to do it. Memelo Madrinan. If you could find other Kahanim, even though it's not that day to work today, still, if you could find other Kahanim, go and find other Kahanim. That's where the Machlokes Rav Shesha argues. But in the case where Mamish today, you have Kahanim there that are Tehorim, even Rav Nachman holds, you're supposed to use them. That's the first Lashon. And Ika the army, another Lashon is no. That Afilo Heichot Ika Tehorim, even if in today's Beis Av, the Kahanim that are supposed to work today, Mamish, you have five Tehorim and five Tumeim, Ika Tehorim or Tumeim, but who Beis Av, in today's Kahanim, you have half and half, Pligi, still there's a Machlokes. That Rav Nachman, Polig Rav Nachman still argues, the Omer and says, Avdi Nami Tumeim. Rav Nachman says, even though today your mamash have five Kahanim that are Tumeim, so what? If the five Kahanim that are Tumeim want to bring the Korban, they're allowed to bring a Korban Tzibur. He says, the mamash Hutra, that Negea to a Korban Tzibur is as if the Torah never said the Pasha of Tumeim, Tuma. So even though this Korban is Tuma, is Tumeim, so what? The Torah never said a Pasha of Tuma, Negea to a Korban Tzibur, if it's Tuma Meis. Therefore, even though you have Kahanim that are Tumeim, so what? These Kahanim that are Tumeim are allowed to bring the Korban. That's Rav Nachman Shita. The Yomer Avdi Nami Tumeim. Why the whole Tumas Meis B'Tzibur is Rachmona Sharia. Anytime you have a Shaila that somebody is a Tumeim Meis, can he bring a Korban Tzibur? We say it's Mamish, the Torah was Matarit. As if to say there's no Tuma. The Torah wasn't Makbar on Tumeim Meis against a Korban Tzibur. So I don't care if we have Kahanim Tumeim, so what? They're mamash allowed to do it. And Rashi says, "Kol tumas meis betziba shayi rachmona." Deichsev ish kiyia tamer lenefesh. If a person touched the meis, he's tamei. Is yase pesach sheni. He can't bring a pesach rishon. He's pushed off to bring a carbon pesach sheni. Now the deich was ish nitchel pesach sheni. Only yechidim. If one person, a private person, is tamei, he can't bring a pesach rishon. He has to be pushed off to pesach sheni. Aba v'ein tzibor nidochim. But the tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If the tzibur is tamei, they're allowed to bring it the Pesach Rishon. Avul zovin umetzoroyin nidois v'yoldois shetumason yotzola migufay. Mashenkin, somebody that's tamei because something came out of his body, like a nidor or a zovah, then we say loy hutra. For them, there's no hutra. That koyin can't bring the korban, even the korban tzibur. Or boyal nidah can either. Who are then the boyal nidah is also the same way. A boyal nidah cannot bring the korban because his tumah is not hutra by tzibur. So that's the issue why our first Mishnah says that even though when the Kohen Gadol does the avodah in Yom Kippur, it's similar like he's doing a korban tzibur, but still we have to be masters, take him away from his wife 7 days before. Because we're afraid maybe he'll boil his wife when she's a nidah, and then the Kohen Gadol will have tumas nidah on him, and that's not hutra by tzibur. For that he can't bring a korban tzibur. It's only we're not afraid he'll touch a mace. Because a tumas mace is hutra by tzibur. Mashenki and tumah boil nida, that's also to bring a korban. So that's why our Mishnah is very makfid, the Kohen Gadol has to stay away from his wife 7 days beforehand. Yeah. So kids, so this is a machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. What's the loch of a korban tzibur that's brought by tumah? Is the mamish hutra? Like the second lashon of Rav Nachman, mamish that there's no isra at all. Mashenkin, according to the first lashon of Nachman, Mashman is a chumra then. That if you have mamish their Torim, you're supposed to let them do it. But Allah, we pass like Rav Sheshes, that tum is only called Duchuyihi B'tzibur. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Minoah Minoah, how do I know what I'm saying that Rav Sheshes says that after the Korban Tzibur could be brought for tum, it's only if there's no way out. But Metchila, you're supposed to try your best. Even if all the Kahanim in today's Beis Av is Tomei, try and get other Kahanim to do the Avodah. How do I know this? Ketani wrote in a price like this, Gemara Menachos. Ho-yo-i-meid u-makriv mincha somer. A Kohen was going to bring the mincha somer. That's on the second day of Pesach. You bring the mincha somer. V'nitmas b'yodai. And the mincha itself, the soirim, became Tomei. V'nitmas b'yodai. is Oimer Umevian Acheres Tachteh. We say, you know what you're supposed to do? Try and find it's both from Sermon, no? Azaim is both from Sermon. Try and get other Sermon. Oimer Mevi Acheres Tachteh. Try and get some other Sermon, some other Bali. V'yemein Shom Elohi. But this is the only Bali you could find, this is the only Mincha you could get. Then we tell this Kayin. Oimrim Loi, we tell the Kayin. Have a pikeach, be smart, for shosek and be quiet. So then we say, if you can't get anything else, use the mincha, since the mincha soimer is a carbon tzibur, then avad mitzvot, you're allowed to bring it betumah. But metchila, what does the braisa say? That if you could find other menachis, find another mincha to bring. Don't use this mincha that became tamei, try and bring another mincha that's not tamei. So here you see a raya, that tumah is only dechuya betzibur, not hutra. So the Gemara Ketani Mies, it says in this Brice here, that Oimeru Mevi and Acheres Tachter. If this mincha, this flower here, became Tomei, we say try and get other flower. That's not Tomei. So Chutzarai, it's Rashashis. That Tumer is only Dechuya. Try your best to find something that's Tor. And don't use something that's Tomei. So Rav Nachman answers back, no, this Brice is not a Kasha to me. My Dina, I'm waiting to you. Hei Chodike Shirayim Lachila. That when you bring in a korban, that there's something left over that he's supposed to eat the shirayim, then I'm going to try and do it b'tayra. Because that's what I say, tum is hutra b'tzibur, it's only hutra negate to that krova, that you're allowed to bring the korban, you can bring the dam on the mizbeach, and burn the emurim. Mashenkin, or kohen is not allowed to eat it. If it's tumay, the kohen can't eat it. The only thing we have that's possible to eat for tumay is a korban pesach. We have like one man yom emsachim. But any other korban, even though it's brought for tumah, you're not allowed to eat the shirayim if it's tumay. Therefore, Rav Nachman is moedim that here by this minchas oimer, that true you were makta part of it, you made the kemitzah or makta it, but the shrine, the leftover, the kanim were allowed to eat. So since there's a mitzvah for the kanim to eat the rest of the leftover of the mincha, you're supposed to try and be makta to get a mincha that's tor. So here Rav Nachman is also moedim. If you could find a mincha torah, you have to look around for another mincha. And don't use this mincha, this flour, that's tummy. See Rashi? By dina hecha diki shrine lachila. The Afa gav the carbon seed, the carbon tumah, or the ena necho betumah. That the Rav Nachman holds that tumah is hutra betzibur, that's only the gate to that krovah, you could bring it on the mizbeach, but not that the kohen could eat the leftover. Could the armina of a kate tzerlin, o the mincha an ekmetzes medina de madrina lasis betairo, she is shirai necholim. A mincha that the loch ridge, you make a kemitza, and that's all you burn on the mizbeach, the shirai and the leftover flour, the kanam are supposed to eat it. There Rav Nachman is made the metchila, try and find flour that's tor. Here. Have another kasha though. For another tesefti menachis. Hoya makriv minchas perm. A kohen that was bringing a mincha for a par, as he brought this korban, and there's a lacha from the sachim. With the korban, with the par, you also bring the sachim, you bring a mincha. The elem ukfosim. Who then is bringing the mincha for korban of an isle, is bringing the mincha for kvosim. That after you bring the korban itself, the animal, you bring him a mincha also. The nitmas biyodoi, and the mincha, the flower became tummy, is alocha oimer. We tell the kohen is bringing this mincha. Oimer umevi in acheres tachter. Try and find other flower that's tor. Don't use this flower that's tummy. Even though the Havimim is talking about a mincha of a korban tzibur. Still we say, try and find other flour that's tor. If you main shamelhi, if this is the only flour you could find, only this tomatika flour, then oimrim loy, we tell the kohen, have a tikeach l'shoik, be smart and be quiet. Now what? You could do it betumah, because since it's a korban tzibur, it's a dechuya betzibur. But I call putting to see clearly, it's only dechuya. It's only if you can't find anything else, then you could use it. But mechili, you're supposed to try and find a toradika flour. Of course, it's not like Rav Nachman. Now, my lab, what are we talking about here? Purim Elo Mekvosim Dechag. We're talking about the Korbanos Tzibur that's brought on Yom Tovim. And the locher is that on the Yom Tif or the Mincha is Kula Kolol, the whole thing is burnt. So since the whole thing is burnt, there's no Achilu involved. So it's a kasha to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, since this is the Korban Tzibur here, and the flat, there's no Shiraim to be eaten, so here it should be Hutra. So what do I care if this flower is tamei? Why does the Brisa say you have to look for a flower that's tor? Why? The Nachman says it's mamash hutra. Strashi, my la parim ve'elam dechag, shein korban tzibur, uzmanim kavua, there's a zman kavua, you have to bring a badafka tzvei on yomtif, Minchas Nesachim Doiche Tuma. Now the mincha for the Nesachim, for the korban, is also Doiche Tuma. Hokatami, still we say, Oimu Mavien Acheres Tachter, try and find other flour. Al Madachuyi Bitzibur. So we see clearly that that halacha is, even though it became Tomei, you're allowed to use it, that son of you have no other choice. But Matchila, try and find flour at store. So what's the kasha to Rav Nachman? Have the Gemara know. O Malach Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman will answer you like this. Loi, we're not talking about the korbanos that are brought on Yom Tovim. That's Mamash Korban Tzibur. Loi, Purim, we're talking about here now, Par Avodah Zorah. We're talking about if a Tzibur did the Chet of Avodah Zorah, and they have to bring a Par for Korban Eila. So Rashi says, Par the Avodah Zorah. The Tzibur, it's a Korban Tzibur Takam. Avodah Eilahi, it's a Korban Eila. Otuna Nesachim B'Shlach Lecho. So this, he says, we'll soon see why, this is not Deicha Tumah. Loi, Purim, Par Avodah Zorah. Now, Afagav the Tzibur, even though it's a Korban Tzibur, we're talking about the Tzibur, who did the Aveira of Avodah Zorah, B'Shegi, that they have to bring a special Korban, still, this Korban is not Hutra B'Tzibur. Why? Kivod L'Kfiya L'Zman. Since it's not a Kavua D'Kazman, there's no Zman when you have to bring the Korban. If the Tzibur did the Chet of Avodah Zorah, true, they need a Kaporam, they're supposed to bring this Korban Ayla. But when do they have to bring it? The Torah didn't say Zman when you have to bring it. So any time there's not a Kfiya T'Kazman, then just like this Korban is not Deicha Shabbos, who then is not Deicha Tum Rida? Is Mela Madrinin, we have to Badafka try and find a Torah Dika flower. And you can't use it if you Mela Yibtchila, you have to try and find a Torah Dika one. But Einachanami, if you can't find a Torah Dika one, then you are allowed to use this Torah Dika one. So who that's a Kasha? If you're telling us now that even though it's a Korban Tzibur, it doesn't have the din of Hutra B'Tzibur, so why B'Dievod are you allowed to do it? So Tayyus Taka speaks out and says, the Tatsai says, that the Klal is Kol Shein Zman and Kavua in the middle of the Tosfos, that Kol Shein Zman and Kavua ain't a Doich Loyas the Shabbat Loyas the Tumah. Any Korban, even though the Tzibur has to bring it, if there's not a special time when you have to bring it, it's not Doich Shabbos, you can't bring it on Shabbos, who then you can't do it B'Tumah. Afal Pishu Korban Tzibur. I, Tosfos Asks the Kasha, Vodem Evia B'Tumah. I wanted to say here, if you can't find any other menachas, any other flour, you're allowed to use this Tumatika flour. I, why? So he says, Hainu Mishum, the Ritzuya Tzitz. Not because Tum is Duchuya B'Tzibur, but because the Tzitz is Maratzit B'Dievin. V'davke Tumas Korban, the Maratzit Tzitz. That's only if the Korban itself, like here we're talking about the Mincha, the flour itself, became Tumi. Or else by an animal, if the Shchit, if the meat became Tumi. Then we say B'Dievin, the Tzitz is Maratzit. Because there was Lusulsi the Sugya. Because of the Tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, that's Maratzit on Tumah. Avotumas Haguf Tekhanim. But let's say the Kohen became Tomei. Lo Yitchel Gabayu Klal. He's not mutter at all to do the Avoida, even though there's no way to find Kanam Dratorim. The Lagamri Chosh of Korban Yochid. Hey, it's this Korban, even though it's brought for the Tzibur, but since it's not a Zman Kivua, Lamaiser has Lech like a Korban Yochid. Therefore, even if all the Kanam are Tomeim, they're not allowed to bring this Korban now. There's only a Loch if the meat or the flour of the Mincha becomes Tomei, then we say the Tzitz is Maratza. That's Pshand is Brysom. That the mincha of this korban for Avodah Zorah became Tomei. So therefore, Matzil Abadi is supposed to find Torah Dika flour. But for the Yevri, if you can't find any Torah Dika flour, then you could be same with the Tzitz Maratza. Yeah. So that's a teretz for the par, right? The Elim, what korban are we talking about? What korban is the Elim? The Eloi Shel Aaron. Talking about on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol brings his own private aisle on Yom Kippur. The Afagav the Kfilo Zman, here even though there's a Zman when you have to bring this Korban, like it has to be brought on Yom Kippur, of a Kivan the Yochidu, but since it's only a Korban Yochid for the Kohen Gadol's own private Korban, Mahadrinan. Metchilo, we have to try and find a Torah Dika Mincha, flour. It's only with the evidence, if you can't find a Torah Dika flour, that you're allowed to do it. Sechura Toys, there's the Kashim Manashach. Like, if you consider this like a Korban Yochid, so why even with the Yevid are you allowed to do it? So Tayyiz gives the Teretz Tiachidish, the second Teretz, near the end. V'yeshleima, Tayyiz says, the man the Yoma Tumo Heterhu, the one that says the Tum is Hutra, the Kuloi Hutra Tumo Mediraisa. Mediraisa, all, any Korban, the Tumas Mace is Hutra. Ela midrabbanan gozra hu de every korban yochid. To sound Tais Chiddush is that midraisa yolds if tumas hutra, there's no difference between a korban tzibur and a korban yochid. Even a korban yochid, if the kohen is a tamei meis, midraisa it's mutter. It's ela midrabbanan gozru. It's only midrabbanan that on korban yochid they were gozer that if the kohen